And I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you, if you obey me. So if God takes sicknesses away from us, how much sickness do we have? Hey, I mean, if you take it away, to me, that means none, right? So why do we so easily yield whenever the cold time, this time of the year comes along? You know what a lot of people will say? This is the flu season. So I guess I'll have the flu. No. No, huh? If we obey God and do what he says, according to the word that we've read so far, there's to be how much sickness among us? Now, this wasn't under the new covenant. This was under the law. That's back under the old plan, and we're supposed to have a better covenant. Is that true? So why do we have so much sickness then? That's something to think about, isn't it? Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 16. Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 16. Let's look at this. Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 16. And I might ask, is everybody comfortable? Is anybody too hot, too cold, or you're okay? You're a little bit hot? Okay, a little bit hot. Okay, we might set the temperature on 73 or something to see if the air conditioners will come, one of them will come on, make it a little bit cooler. Some of you, I know I can't please everybody because one of you, when I turn it on, one of you is sweating over there and the other one's got a coat on, you know. So I know you can't please everybody. So the other day we went up to Canada, and I don't do this much anymore, but I just felt compelled. This man called me and he wanted me to come pray for him. And so he lived in Canada. So we jumped in our little airplane and we flew the other day 5.5 hours from here to Canada, right north of Detroit. And we went and prayed for this man. And then we turned around the next morning and came home. And of course, my wife, she says, you know, you're going to Canada. It's going to be cold up there. So I said, no, I'm okay. I got a long sleeve shirt. And so she put me in a big sweater, lined sweater and everything, taking care of me like a good wife should. And of course, I got up there and of course it was 45, 50 degrees that evening when we got there. Overnight, it got down below freezing. The next morning when we got out the airplane, it had ice on. We had to de-ice, get all the ice off of it before we could go and everything. But I wore that long sleeve shirt. I never did take that sweater out of the bag, so I didn't use it. But, you know, I told her, I said, I won't need it. And I was perfectly comfortable the whole time. But I believe Mark 11:23, where the Lord says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe in my heart, I can have it. And so I've learned to speak to my body instead of doing what the average person does. When you go somewhere where you know it's going to be cold, what's the first thing we say? I know it's going to be so cold. I know I'm going to just freeze up there. Do we do that? Of course we do. Instead of saying, nobody, your job is to produce the heating and air conditioning to keep me comfortable. And so I'm not going to be cold. And so I didn't have any problems at all. I went all the way to Canada to pray for that man and come all the way home and never had anything but a long sleeve shirt on. And I never did get uncomfortable. It was a beautiful trip, I will have to say. Praise the Lord. Okay, yeah, we had a great time. And Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. And now do we believe that? There's only one God. And let me tell you, his name's not Allah. His name's not Buddha. Do we know that? Yeah. Now, if the reason I say that is because I was at a place of business the other day when a man came in and he looked like a Afghanistan or Iranian or something. And so as I walked in, this man said, oh, Brother Thurman, you need to meet so-and-so. And I said, oh, okay. And he introduced me to him. And I said, where are you from, sir? And he said, well, I'm whatever, Iranian or whatever it was. I said, are you a Muslim? He said, yes, I'm a Muslim. Well, the man that introduced me said, oh, he knows I'm a man of God. He said, but Thurman, the God they serve and the God we serve is the same God. You're in agreement with me, right, brother? No way. The God the Muslims serve ain't the one you and me serve. Is that right?
That's right.
No, the God we serve is a God of love. The God we serve is not a God that tells us to go out and kill the infidel. You know, now, you know, you can live side by side with a Buddhist, a Hindu, all those kind of things, and they won't ever hurt you. But you can't live close to a Muslim. His goal is to annihilate you. Now, I don't care what anybody says. That's their goal. Now, I believe that this empire that God has raised up is the pale green horse of Revelation. Because the Muslims, he says, actually don't call them Muslim. He says the pale green horse, 1/4 of the earth will be the pale green horse. He said death and hell will follow them everywhere they go, and the grave. Well, the pale green horse, their colors are pale green. Their flag is pale green. They paint everything pale green. You know, and death and hell follow them everywhere they go. So if they're not that pale green horse, then who is? Because they sure do meet the criteria. But I'm just warning the church, don't ever trust a Muslim. You know, don't trust them. You know, because you may wind up dead. Don't go anywhere with them. Don't trust them. If they're Muslims and they call themselves Muslim, trust them like you would a rattlesnake. You know, if I threw a great big rattler right out in here and he was crawling around, I guarantee nearly every one of you would jump up on the seat or somewhere. You'd be gone. You'd clear this building out. Is that right? Yeah. Sure. You don't want to be in here with a big old rattlesnake running around. I don't either, because I know what they can do. Yeah, I might walk right here, and he called up right there, and I walk around here, and he might never bother me. But I know he's always waiting to strike. And if I get a little too close, he's going to get me. And so I'm going to watch him very closely. And that's what I do with Muslims. I try my best to lead them to Jesus, but you can't never tell what a Muslim's going to do. Just like that guy down in Fort Hood the other day, screaming Allah. You know what? It's so sad that the guy lived. You know what? There was another one of those guys in 2003 over there in Afghanistan that rolled a hand grenade into a tent of some two officers and several enlisted men and killed them all. And it took them till just the other day to find him guilty from 2002. You know how long it should take to do that? 5 minutes, that's right. And this guy rolls a hand grenade into, and he's a military man, try him with a military court, stand him out there and shoot him. That's the way you do it. You don't feed him and take care of him for 5 or 6 or 7 years. But that's what we're doing. And so, wow. And anyway, praise God, we got problems, and the reason is because we won't put God first. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. Now see, there's a requirement. You got to love him and keep his commandments. A lot of people say they go to church and they love God. But then they'll get out of church. They don't spend much time with God. Well, I don't have to go to church to serve God. He said go to church, didn't he? Then why do we not go to church? Oh, it's okay, you know. But love him, you know, you say, well, I love my wife. You know, I love my wife. And I said, oh, okay, so I marry this girl. I spend a week with her on a honeymoon somewhere. And then we come back home and I say, oh, honey, I got to go on a business trip. I'll be back. And so she said, okay, call me. I said, okay. So a month later, I come back in the door. I haven't called home in a month. My new bride, and I haven't called home in a month. Is she going to be happy with me, young lady? That girl, how about this girl? She said the locks will be changed on the door. She's probably 100% right, too. Because if a man marries a woman, he doesn't expect him to marry her and then go and leave her for a month and not a phone call or nothing, right? If you do have to go out of town for a month, she expects a phone call 3 times a day to find out how much you love her, right? She wants to hear in the morning when you wake up, honey, are you there? Yes. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love to hear that. And then at noon, she wants to hear it again. And then in the evening, she wants to hear it. Am I telling you girls the truth? She wants to know that, right? And then if I have to be gone a month and I've called her 3 times a day and tell her how much I love her and everything, and then I call her just before I get home, she might have dinner ready for me when I get home that day, that one, right? In other words, I was diligently loving her. I had to be out of town, but I was staying in communications, right? Now then, that's what God wants you and me to do with him too, doesn't it? Yeah. And sometimes we go to church and we get saved and then we don't talk to him. We never pray. We never read the word. And it's a good thing God's merciful, isn't it? Just like she said, I'm only going a month and she's going to change the locks on the door. Now, it's a good thing God's more merciful than you are, right, girl? Then some of us go away and stay months, don't we? And years. And he still doesn't change the locks. He's got to be merciful, right? Aren't we glad? But if we stay gone long enough, I can assure you it will bring sickness and disease into your body. You won't like it. But he says here, and he says, and repayment them that hate him to their face. Now then, if you don't love him and put him first, he considers you his enemy. But somebody says, I couldn't be his enemy. I'm saved. Yeah, but if you don't obey him and do what he says, he will consider you wicked. In fact, this scripture that tells you that God's talking to his own children, and then when one of them disobeys, he calls that servant a wicked servant. Do you want to be a wicked servant? No, not me either, because I saw what happened to that wicked servant. But he says, and he repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. I don't like that, do you? Verse 11 and 12. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass. No, I like that. It shall come to pass. Now it depends if that's for my good or my bad. Because sometimes he said it shall come to pass when it's for your bad. But here he says it shall come to pass if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto your fathers. Now, there's a requirement on my part, isn't there? I have to obey. Then verse 13 and 14, let's see what he says. And he will love you. Do you want God to love you? Yes. He will love me and he will bless me. He will multiply me and he will also bless the fruit of your womb, which is your children. Now, do you want your children to be born mentally or physically impaired or handicapped? You ever stop to wonder why? In other words, here a while back, I had to go down to Children's Medical in Dallas. I walked through the halls of that place and I have never seen so many poor little children, arms missing, legs missing.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Job Was a Sinner, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.